I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's stability changes at the drop of unstable Syria's hat. Matt Gregory with Kids Alive International says there's some fear at their boys' home in Beirut. The kids are safe and cared for there, but the team launched a photography club to give the kids a way to share their voice.
These children don't have many opportunities outside of our campus here to express themselves. They're often overlooked by, you know, the society as a whole. So, you know, to have their work put in print, it really boosted their self-esteem and gave them a sense of pride and a sense of accomplishment as well.
Through the club, the kids actually see more of God's love and their value, more online. Meanwhile, Christian radio hasn't been allowed in Cuba since 1962, but gospel programming has gone into the nation for more than 30 years through Transworld Radio in Bonaire. Spanish World Ministries' Daniel Sandoval says when people respond to their programming, as funding allows, national missionaries visit them.
10 trips per year. It will be wonderful, but sometimes we have to limit to 3 or 4 trips to different parts of Cuba because of the budget. So right now we're praying that the Lord will provide $5,000.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators has a unique but urgent need. They need musicians and artists. Wycliffe's world arts specialists are trained to look at the role dance and drama play in telling a story. Then they head to areas around the world with newly translated scriptures. Arts teams link arms with local Christians to incorporate God's word and visual arts to better spread the gospel. It's hugely successful, but many goers are needed. We have more details online. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email update. It's at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.